Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is an Entel Studios production.
This week's Making the Cut podcast is brought to you on the road. We are in Dundee.
Okay, the new Jimmy.
God, you're allowed to do that because you're Dundonian.
Yes.
And we are just in the petrol station buying some refreshment. And I just saw a Scotch pie. What is a Scotch pie?
Scotch pie is a meat-based pie. Now, what kind of meat it is, I'm not entirely sure. I might have to Google it. But I think it's a selection of different meats and pepper and onions. Very peppery they are, but a very unique type of pastry on a Scotch pie.
Why?
I don't know. It's not like short crust pastry. It's like shorter than a short crust pastry.
I don't understand what makes a pastry short.
I think the amount of puff. The shorter it is, the less puff it's got.
I never knew that.
You know, like puff pastry and then the short crust. But a Scotch pie seems shorter than short. I'm going to get you one.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, so Michael's now behind the wheel of the car, and I'm just explaining that we have come to Dundee to come and see your mum.
Yeah.
And I'm meeting Michael's granny.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
For the first time. She's 93. Don't tell her I told you that. But you'll be surprised how kind of like, what would you call it? Like alive?
Mentally agile.
She's very mentally agile. I mean, I'm nervous on your behalf.
What, at her mental agility? And yeah. She's a huge fan of Long Lost Family, so I'm winning already.
Yeah, she is. Every time I see her, she says, oh, so tell me a bit about Long Lost Family. Like, how does that work? And then I go through it, and then she just gives me loads and loads of questions. So wait, she says, wait. So how do you find the people to start with? I said, well, they get in touch with the show. Who do they get in touch with? Do they get in touch with Davina? And I'm like, no, they don't get in touch with Davina. Who in the show then? So who decides? You know, like, it's detailed beyond belief.
And I can answer all her questions today.
The only problem I find is that she's slightly more interested in Holly Willoughby than you.
What?
Yeah, like, every time I see her, she says, so tell me about Holly Willoughby. And I go, that's not my girlfriend.
Michael's looking away from the microphone because we don't want to die.
She says, tell me about Holly Willoughby. And I say, I'm not going out with Holly Willoughby. And she says, yeah, I know that, but tell me about her. What do you know about her?
I know things about Holly Willoughby as well because she's a friend of mine, so that's fine.
Yes, okay.
I can also divulge bits that Holly won't mind me divulging.
Yeah.
She
thinks that your hair's not real. She thinks it's a wig.
Oh, well, she'll see that today. Yeah. That's good. I've got something that I can talk about while we're driving.
Oh, right.
My first recommendation.
Yeah.
Sorry if it's a bit noisy with background noise, but my first recommendation is an Instagram account called Lou in Louland.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a very good friend of my late sister, Caroline's. And she moved out to America. And she basically is living her best life in the best clothes you have ever seen, with the most amazing physique for a woman her age. Like, she's just got a fantastic body. And she so inspires me to get out of my comfort zone in terms of clothing.
This is the girl you showed me this morning in the blue leotard, right? Okay, yeah.
She's the one that makes me dress zany.
Yeah, good. I mean, I can see there's a huge kind of, you know, there's a desire for this, right? For people to kind of break free from their norm, you know?
And we need role models to show us how to do that.
And she is one of them, right?
She totally is.
Yeah.
Anyway, she has done the most fabulous collaboration with a company So she is very, very funny. And she is... Hang on, I've got to find her now. So she has done a collaboration with a company called Outlandish Underscore Creations. Now, I've already told five people about this company. I know I'm a bit late to the game. Fat Tony's already an adopter. Elton John's already an adopter.
Oh, really?
People love this site.
Okay.
Outlandish Underscore Creations. She's done a... So Lou has done a collaboration with these guys. And they, it's the best salt and pepper pots I have ever seen in my entire life, because they are in the shape of little dicks. And when I say dicks, I mean penises. And it's got a beautiful kind of... They're made out of China, it looks like. And they've got lovely kind of old-fashioned...
Yeah.
A floral emblem on them. And in an old-fashioned font, it says... Zero Fucks Club. Okay, so obviously I had to buy those.
Yes.
I mean...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're going to get... They're going to be gifts, by the looks of things, as well, for people, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But this is like the Christmas gift emporium.
Yeah.
Very like Crudely Drawn Store, who we've recommended before,
yep.
Who is another Christmas gift emporium. This is a great place to buy presents. Very funny, very entertaining. And I can read you a little bit about...
Do you know how big those dicks are?
They're not that big, because I think they do bigger ones.
Life size.
But they are... Yeah, I have to be careful what I say. I'm always a little bit nervous about saying too much about
penises.
Can I just
say, you said they're little dicks.
Yes.
The word dick is not something that rolls off your tongue very easily.
My tongue?
Yeah.
You don't hear me say that very often,
I know,
you?
When you said
Were you quite
dicks,
shocked?
I was like, oh, she doesn't say dick very often. It doesn't seem like a word that comes natural to you. But then, as soon as you said penis, I was like, oh, yeah, she's the penis girl.
Yeah, I mean, it's either that or cock. But
yeah,
I thought
penis
that...
Or cock.
I thought, from watching Dave...
Little Dicky.
Little Dicky.
Okay.
Another thing that we've recommended,
yeah.
And we've watched the first episode of the new series of Dave.
Yes. Wow.
That
is something else. I mean, I'm going to have to do a proper recommendation on Dave
when we stop driving.
Because
okay.
There are bits of it that have literally taken my breath
yes.
out of my mouth.
Yes.
And I'm a bit shocked by it, actually.
Yes.
It's strong. So
basically, I called them Little Dickies because of Little Dicky from Dave.
Yeah.
But I also slightly went, oh, it's new for me, that word.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Anyway,
I'm...
We're in the car, it's very noisy, I'm very conscious, so I'm going to stop now, but...
We'll record a bit later.
Bye. So we've visited family.
We've done family, yes. We're now checked into our hotel.
It went fine, by the way, just
yes.
to let you know.
You were fully accepted into the
I
fold.
I was fully accepted into the fold,
mm-hmm.
which is a relief.
I mean, it was touch and go for a while.
Touch and go.
Yeah. but thankfully, you didn't say anything... Offensive or anti-Scottish.
So that's good.
We checked into this hotel, which is quite nice. If you're coming to Dundee to visit at all, this would be all right. I would recommend this hotel.
I would highly recommend
it. It's called the Apex Key Hotel. I got it through bookings.com. And we got I got a junior suite, which is all right, isn't it?
It's very posh. It's got a living room. It's got a bath in the bathroom, which is such a treat for me.
Yeah. It's only about £120 a night for a junior suite.
Nice.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I recommend
it. You've got a nice view.
Got a very nice view over the River Tay, and you can see the rail bridge and the road bridge from here.
Mm.
So I would recommend this.
Could you just tell us about the rail bridge? Because it is extraordinary.
Yes, well, I only found out this recently, is that at one point it was, up until recently, the longest railway bridge in the world.
It's very impressive.
It is, isn't it?
To actually see it in the flesh. I mean, I'm saying that because it makes me sound like I knew about it before I came here, but I've only heard about it today.
Yeah.
But to actually see it, if you said to me, oh, it's got the longest, you know, you can't really get the magnitude of it. It is enormously long and very, very impressive.
I'm going to take you up the law tomorrow.
Well, we've talked about the law.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what all the boys say.
Yeah, okay.
No,
I fed you the joke there.
But, God!
And from the top of the law, you can see both bridges really well. It's like, oh, wow, you know, it's a great place to see it all from.
And
so that's great.
When you were up here in the summer, I used to love seeing your pictures, from being around and about Dundee, so it's very nice to be here.
Good. So, we're here to see my family, but we had tickets to see Tim Minchin tonight at the Caird Hall in Dundee, so we're going to go and see that. As you all know, we're big fans of Tim Minchin, and once again, we are recommending him. He is on tour at the moment throughout Britain, and if you can get tickets...
Go. He's going everywhere.
Yeah, and I think he's got new material.
So and this he's playing quite small venues, which is like the best way to access Tim Minchin.
Oh, 1,000, 2,000 seater venues are brilliant to see him in. So we're really looking forward to that. It says it starts at 7:30, so we'll go somewhere for a bite to eat before then.
Okay, great.
So, we've done Scotch pies so far, and I've got a few interesting things to talk about. I've got lots, actually, but we'll probably pass some of them over to next week. What have you got?
Well, I feel like I've already recommended Lou in Lululand and the outrageous... I mean, Lou in Lululand.
Yes.
And the absolutely amazing Instagram account where you have to go shopping because it's got the funniest Christmas gift ideas
ever.
So you go next.
Then we touched on Dave, of course.
So let's
go there. So Dave is a sitcom about a rapper, a Jewish... I think he's from New York, but I'm not entirely sure. But he's a kind of American white Jewish rapper. And he's such an unlikely rapper.
But he is a rapper in true life.
He's a rapper in true life called Lil Dicky.
But he's
very
so
famous.
This is a drama
built
around the actual real rapper and he plays himself in it.
So it's produced by Larry Schaefer, who is the producer of Curb Your Enthusiasm. So it's very, very... If you're a fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm, as I am, one of the greatest comedy programmes ever made, then you're going to love Dave. If you don't like Curb Your Enthusiasm, you might not like this. I absolutely love it. It's
brilliant.
Well, can I
say, I have watched Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I do really like it, but I'm not as big a fan as you. I love Dave.
Okay, good. So the 10 episodes each. Season 1 came out about a year or so ago, and it made a kind of small splash here. It's on the BBC iPlayer, but it's not well advertised, so it's not dead easy to stumble across. It's difficult to find people who've seen it, but I would highly recommend it. Season 1 is great, so he's not a rapper at the beginning, and then he slowly becomes famous, and then, you know, kind of his career plays out. And then Season 2 is him. It starts with him in Korea.
It's so good.
Which is quite funny because it ties in quite interesting with Coldplay's new album and that new song.
BTS.
With BTS, who are a Korean band.
My Universe.
K-pop, yes. Which we're not mad keen on. We're not
just
recommending that,
that
song.
Track.
Yeah. We've not recommended their new album, actually. We can talk about that in a minute. But Season 2 of Dave is him now established as an artist, but he's struggling with writer's block. And then all the kind of frustration that comes with that.
It's so uncomfortable.
I'm struggling to talk about it because episode 3 literally took my breath away.
Spoilers.
I'm not going to give any spoilers, but it took male friendship to a whole new level. That's
a spoiler.
That left me feeling deeply uncomfortable.
Spoiler.
It was very weird. So me and my very good friend Andy, we discussed episode 3. Because we're very close, me and Andy, but not that close, you know.
Stop, this is huge spoilers.
It's not a huge spoilers.
It is.
Anyway, there's 10 episodes each, these sitcom of Dave, which is great, because you've got 10 half hours to go at. It's something you can really get your teeth into. The characters are really good, really well-formed. You love them, you hate them. The writing's fantastic. I just couldn't recommend it enough. I am loving Dave. I'm up to about episode 5. And it's just a joy. I think about it all the time. It's at the back of my mind all the time. I want to watch it now, for instance. You know, like, I can't wait to sit down and watch another episode of it. So BBC iPlayer, it's just called Dave. There's 2 seasons. Be careful not to end up... A friend of mine said, I started watching it, but I accidentally ended up watching episode five first. The BBC iPlayer is not very good at giving you it in order. So just check you're watching it in order. But please give it a whirl, and I'd love to know what you think. Dave.
It is very good.
Yeah, good.
Highly recommend it.
Great.
And he is an amazing rapper.
He is really
good.
The final episode of season 1 is like...
So good.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
Like, up to that point, you're thinking, if I get this whole rap thing, this white guy rapping about this kind of stuff, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, wow, it's nuts, you know?
No, he's really good. So I want to talk about something quite weird, but it is seasonally interesting.
Okay.
And that is an umbrella.
Okay. Oh, you showed me this?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great.
So, Blunt Umbrellas. Mm-hmm. It's bluntumbrellas.co.uk. They do a small one. So, Michael's trying to chew a long way away because we were given caramel wafer biscuits. You know, the Tunnocks.
A Tunnocks caramel
Tunnocks
wafer.
Caramel wafer.
All right.
You All right. can't do it quietly. Don't eat on the podcast.
It's so good, though. Oh, my God. Can I just tell you a funny fact about these? Have you ever read this on the biscuit barrel?
No.
More than 6 million of these biscuits are made and sold every week. Sorry to hijack your recommendation, but... Oh, a Tunnocks caramel wafer.
6 million?
Yeah.
No.
That's what it says. And they're Scottish.
And 5,999,999 by you.
Well done. I thought you were going to stumble over those numbers there. That really impressed me.
So, bluntumbrellas.co.uk. So, they do them in two sizes. They do them in a smaller and a larger size. I've bought one. I got the larger size. But they do very nice colours. They do... they have a very innovative style and shape. But the thing I love is when a normal household product
yes.
comes up with an alternative way of doing something that is just really clever. So you know how the tippy bit of the umbrella, the pointy bits...
The bit that poke people's eyes out.
Yes.
With. Yes.
They always come out of the Watsits.
Yep.
And... If that's not stable in the edge of the umbrella, it's far more likely to blow out, inside out, blah, blah, blah. And so I just thought, God, this is like a really, really clever invention. So do you know what a coil, a contraceptive coil that goes in your vagina looks like?
Do you know what? I'm not sure I do entirely. So I was under the impression there was a few different ones. But
an arrow.
Yep.
And the arrow, well, this is the Mirena coil, I don't know about any others. The arrow gets pushed down, mm-hmm. so the pointy bit of the arrow, the two arms, get pushed down against...
Yes.
The...
So, it, like a folding umbrella, it's like collapsing.
It collapses.
Yep.
So, in the tip of each point of the umbrella is, when it collapses, a closed...
Yep.
Basically a stick. Mm-hmm. But when you open the umbrella, the action of opening the umbrella... opens the T-bar, just like it does when it inserts into your vagina.
Okay.
And...
So the Mirena coil is like an umbrella, a small umbrella being opened up inside your vagina.
Yes.
Okay.
But we're not talking about my vagina right now.
No, no, no.
We're talking about...
Anybody's vagina.
Anyone's vagina, yeah. But we're talking about an umbrella.
Okay.
Okay.
We've talked about penises and vagina in this episode already.
I know.
Yeah.
My PR is going to be so happy. Yes. Jonathan Hackford, who does my press, is always saying to me, Davina, just... Please try not to mention vaginas.
Yeah.
And now I make it a thing, like
I can see
everything
that.
I do. Let's say vagina as much as I can. So, the T opens out at the end of every spike on the umbrella.
Okay.
Which means that it's locked in.
Yes.
Like it can't move.
Get out.
And it can't get out because it's the T prevents it from moving. Mm-hmm. And then when it goes down into small and there's no pressure on it, it closes up again.
I understand. So it's not you're not talking about the whole umbrella at this point. You're talking about the end points.
Yes.
Okay, that normally poke people in the eye. There's a T-bar at the end of those points.
Each one.
I got it.
And it's really, really clever. It's very simple. It's very smart. And they are lovely colours. They're quite bright, vibrant colours. They've got the Blunt Metro, which is the very small one, which is £70. Oh, they've got different sizes. I didn't realise this. They've got the Blunt Coupe, £75. Blunt Classic, £80. I went for the exact.
Did you?
For £95. Blunt Sport, £125. There's collabs?
Yeah.
Collaborations?
Yeah. Because they've got like a dog tooth check there.
They've got
well,
a dog tooth check.
Some prints.
They fold away incredibly easily. No complicated buttons or pushing things. It is Blunt falls somewhere between... Its architectural integrity is as unbroken as the Dome of St. Peter's. Which is great,
great,
isn't
yes.
it? So they are... Look at all these very pretty
Ooh,
ones
yeah,
that you can get.
They're
so
nice.
Lots of designers. Kelly Thompson... Blacklist have done one. Ellen Porteous has done one. They've got some really, really pretty ones that you can get. But I think they are the way forward. They are made from, hang on, let me just double check. It's trademarked, the shape and the way that the canopy is pulled. It's a fully tensioned canopy, unparalleled performance.
You know, when you got yours out and opened it, I just remember instantly thinking, oh, wow, like, I want that, like, whatever the hell
solid.
It is. Well, it's that, yeah, one, it's robust, but two, that shape that you don't get those pointy bits on just make it look really, really nice. The colours are fantastic. The fabric's fantastic, yeah.
The guy that came up with it is a guy called Greg Brebner.
Okay.
And he reminds me, talking about his dad, mm-hmm. how your kids might talk about you, because he says, my greatest inspiration when I was a child was growing up in Dad's shed and watching him create amazing things from basic materials. Mm-hmm. You're so like that.
Yeah, well, I do like
and tinkering. He's taken it away mm-hmm. and made this everyday thing, mm-hmm. but extra special. So congratulations.
I really
love
the logo as well.
Yeah,
which is the shape of an umbrella, but super simple. I really like an umbrella. What I tend to do is I go to IKEA and I buy like five of their IKEA family umbrellas, knowing full well that I'm going to leave them at various people's houses and pubs and restaurants and stuff like that. So I go through them. But I would really like a really nice umbrella. Mm. Hint, hint.
Okay.
I think this is a really good Christmas present as well. You know, like when you've been with someone.
It's such a good Christmas present.
When you've been with someone for ages, it gets harder and harder to buy them a Christmas present. But sometimes some of these old school things, like a nice pen, a nice umbrella.
But an umbrella is something that people wouldn't think about, but it is the most useful gift. And some of these collaborations that they've done, I mean, I only mentioned a few, but some of them really are genuinely beautiful. Yeah. There's something for everyone on here. That's a very good idea.
It's a really good Christmas present. And on that subject, I've got a little thing that I bought this week, a book that I bought this week. And it just caught my eye and I thought I'd read it. It's called Damn Good Advice for People with Talent. And I thought, oh, that's for me. And then as soon as I started reading it, I was like, oh my God, this is a stocking filler for every man I know. And possibly woman as well.
Yeah.
Like, I only say that because it's written by a man. It's very, I feel, it feels very male heavy, but, you know, feel free to buy it for whoever you like. So it's written by a guy called George Lois. Now, George Lois was the original madman. Or madman, as in an advertising exec on Madison Avenue, one
and
of the creators.
He was based on this guy, wasn't he?
Don Draper from Don Mad Draper. Men was based on George Lewis. And I just want to read you this little bit about it, because it'll give you a little insight into George Lewis, because there's a level of arrogance about him, which I think is quite funny, but he obviously is immensely talented. When you look at the long list of advertising campaigns that he created, most of them you'll know, things like Coke, It's the Real Thing. You know, like major, major things that shaped the world that we live in, you know.
Yeah.
I think advertising's got to be seen as a type of what you might call commercial art.
Mm.
But I don't think it's denigrated by it being commercial. It's still art, and some of it's breathtakingly brilliant. But he says, why I resent being called the original madman, and why, if you get it, you have a shot of following in my footsteps. It says, in the very first week of the 1960s, at the time Mad Men TV series is based, I started Parpet, Koenig and Lewis, the second creative agency in the world, inspiring and triggering what is revered today as an advertising creative revolution. In the 1960s was a heroic age in the history of the art of communication. The audacious movers and shakers and those times bear no resemblance to the cast and characters of Mad Men. This maddening show is nothing more than a soap opera set in a glamorous office where stylish fools hump their appreciative coiffured secretaries, suck up martinis and smoke themselves to death as they produce dumb, lifeless advertising, oblivious to the inspiring civil rights movement, the burgeoning women's lib movement and the evil Vietnam War and other seismic changes during a turbulent rollercoaster 1960s that altered America forever. So that's great. And then it says, the more I think about Mad Men, the more I take the show as a personal insult. So fuck you, Mad Men, you phony grey flannel suit, male chauvinistic, no talent, wasp, white-shirted, racist, anti-Semitic, Republican son of a bitches. Besides, when I was in my 30s, I was far better looking than Don Draper. He wasn't, by the way, in my opinion.
Not.
But
there's a picture there of Don Draper and
But the book is full of his work and then full of his little explanations about how the work came about, how he thought about it, how he wrote it,
and
how he produced it.
It's a thought-provoking stocking stuffer. It's actually quite useful. The whole MTV story was amazing.
He created the phrase, I want my MTV,
that was
which
amazing.
Obviously Dire Straits went on to produce a career off the back of, but Mick Jagger he got Mick Jagger to say that phrase, and then it changed MTV forever, really.
Yeah.
It's a really good book. It's called Damn Good Advice for People with Talent. It's $6.95. I got it at Urban Outfitters. But if you're looking for a little gift for somebody...
You?
Yeah.
They've got some very good stocking stuffers at Urban Outfitters.
I totally agree.
If you're
agree.
Looking for teenagers or for...
Almost anybody.
Yeah.
It's a slightly, I would say, bit more upmarket Oliver Bonus.
Yes.
Urban Outfitters. There's more clothes in
it's
there.
It's funny because I don't think people think of it like that. I think they would probably think of Oliver Bonus as more upmarket.
Yeah. I think it's just slightly edgier than
cooler.
Oliver Bonus,
it's
maybe.
A bit cooler.
Yeah. But it's a great stocking filler. Kids, dads,
or anybody else.
But don't get me wrong, you know, I think it's a great read if you're a woman. I don't want to separate
well,
everybody
Because it's been lying around. Mm. I've picked it up and put it down. What I like, I really like those books where you can pick up and read just two pages.
Yes.
I think I've taken something away from that.
Mm.
It is interesting.
And it's thought-provoking. You're going to go, oh, wow, yeah, great. You know, like... I didn't think about it like that. Or it's amazing how he thought about producing a campaign off the back of this phrase, you know.
And it can cross over into any business, because really what it is, it is audacious. He is audacious.
I think what is fundamentally brilliant about an idea is that you can transfer it from the thing
yes.
that it is to other things
yes.
as well. And there's another thing I'm going to talk about in a bit about precisely that.
Yes.
That ties in nicely with that.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth tree runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree dasher, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds travel shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of tree dashers, runners, pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
I'm going to talk to you very quickly about... White Rabbit interior design. And basically, she is a lady that I met through a hotel that we used in Derby. White Rabbit Interiors, you can find them on Facebook at White Rabbit Interior Design. Because there are other whiterabbitinteriors.com and it's not them. The logo is a pink circle with some white rabbits on it and the words White Rabbit on there in white.
Oh, yeah.
You nice. Can also find them on Instagram, white_rabbit_interiors. And I found them at this hotel in Derby. And, you know, I'm always talking about small businesses.
Yes.
And they're just a very small company. But I love the way they decorate buildings and use colour. They use colour in a way that I am so frightened of using.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yes, I do.
You know when somebody mixes a colour together and you think, God, I would never have put that together, but it just looks so good.
Yeah.
For example, there's a picture on their Instagram page of a lovely blue sofa against green, and then there's a slightly different green lampshade, and then they've got a kind of pink cushion on the sofa, but it just looks so good. And these are bedrooms... at the hotel.
Oh, wow.
I loved this bathroom.
Oh, me too.
With
the pink tiles.
Do you remember when we were doing up a kitchen and we were talking about doing it pink and green?
Yeah.
And when I see it together there, I just think it looks so good. Anyway, What I like about them, she, you know, I had a problem with a wallpaper and I couldn't source a wallpaper for the downstairs loo. And I was busy and I just wasn't quite sure what to get. And I sent her a picture of the colour of the sink and I sent her a picture of the floor. And I said roughly what I wanted, and she just came back with a solution for me with, like, six wallpapers.
Okay.
And have a look at all of these. And she was extremely reasonable. And I thought, wow, this is so helpful, because sometimes you don't need an interior designer to design your whole house.
No, no, you just need help from time to time.
Exactly.
Don't you?
Yeah. So do get in touch with them. You can get in touch with them via Instagram, but they are absolutely brilliant and so nice and so friendly. And yeah, they're really good.
Great. So remind me again, White Rabbit Interiors.
So basically on Instagram, which I think is the best way to follow them because the pictures are so good, is white_rabbit_interiors.
Marvellous.
Yeah.
So just going back to that idea that ideas are transferable across different kind of genres, if you like. I've started to watch this documentary on the BBC iPlayer called Blair and Brown's New Labour Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think, I don't know this for sure, but it feels to me like it's the same team who made the Thatcher a Very British Revolution, which I think was a 4 or 5 part series that I watched on the BBC that just was brilliant on every level.
Is this on the BBC?
It's on the BBC iPlayer now. You can still watch that, but I absolutely loved it. You don't have to like Thatcher, you don't have to like the Conservatives, you don't need to be a supporter of the Tory party or anything like that. It's nothing to do with that. It's just the history of Britain around that time, and it follows, uses Margaret Thatcher as a kind of something to kind of steer you through.
Do you think they're going to do lots of different revolutions?
Well, I hope so, because this feels like it feels like the natural next one, because John Major just kind of came and went, I suppose, in a blink of an eye, it felt like. And then New Labour came about and literally just trounced everybody. I mean, it was just incredible what happened.
Say what percentage popularity...
So the popularity polls for Tony Blair in the government and the Houses of Parliament was at, I think it was at 97%.
That's crazy.
There's never been a politician in the history of politics that had that kind of support from the backbenchers. I mean, he had the power to do anything.
And
he was that
never
popular.
Never been part of a cabinet Prime Minister?
I can't remember. He never had a parliamentary job, I think he called it, until he became Prime Minister.
I mean, that is...
So he'd been a member of Parliament, but in 1983 he got elected. But it's just a really interesting story watching him decide how to revolutionise the Labour Party. He realised that it needed it, and he followed Kinnock through a series of failed elections. And he kept thinking at every turn, what is it it needs? What is it it needs? Now, Brown was always set to be Prime Minister. He was a fantastic politician, highly intellectual, and a superb candidate for it. But Blair just kind of hovered around the background, trying to work out what to do. And this is why I love the documentary so much, because I think in my job or in my career, you know, I feel like I'm that kind of person who's hung around trying to work out what my industry's up to and how best I can fit into it. And not make any kind of big moves, but just kind of read the room, you know,
which
constantly reading.
You're very, very good at.
And that's what's great about this documentary is you don't have to like politics. You don't have to be a fan of Tony Blair. It doesn't forget all of that. What it is an entrepreneur looking for the opportunity to strike. And when he saw the opportunity and he strikes, quite ruthless about it, because he obviously has to trample on Gordon Brown, who's a great friend of his at this time and a political ally. But he needs to do.
Gordon Brown turned something down out of loyalty to...
The party.
The party.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know.
Then,
it's interesting.
And then Tony was like, OK, I'm stepping in.
Yeah. But it's just brilliant. It's utterly gripping. Mm. And... You know, if you're around our age, you know, 40, mid-40s,
late.
And you remember 1990, well, I say, if you remember clearly 93 to 2000, you are going to love this, because I don't really know where Tony Blair came from, you know, he just seemed to come out of nowhere, and I don't remember the death of John Smith, who was the leader of the Labour Party. Without the death of John Smith, you wouldn't have Tony Blair. So there's a whole series
sliding
doors, moments in there where... And not only does Blair come along and become Prime Minister, he changes the country, like, radically, in all sorts of good and bad ways, and people can make up their own opinions about that. But if you're after something to get stuck into that you can learn something from, not just about politics and modern history of Britain, but also about the entrepreneurial spirit and the idea of waiting, being patient, and then seizing on a moment. And you might be a business owner, you might be a writer or a creative or something like that.
You'll get something
it's
from it.
It's all tied up in this documentary. It's
really good. And they've got really amazing good talking heads.
The footage is fantastic. So you've got Blair and Brown talking now. You've got people like Alistair Campbell, plus virtually everybody and anybody who was in that parliament, you know.
David Blunkett.
And some of the secretaries, some of the press secretaries and some of the personal secretaries for Gordon Brown. I mean, just really good. I'm so enjoying it. I cannot stop watching it. So it's called Blair and Brown, The New Labour Revolution, and it's on BBC iPlayer, and there's 5 episodes. I think that's all there is, but there might be a 6th one in the making. But go and watch it, and I'm sure you'll all enjoy it.
I watched a bit of you watching it on the plane. I was quite jealous.
Oh,
God, that looks really good. I really...
Okay.
I started watching it on recommendation of lots of our listeners, because everybody's been talking about it. I started watching Maid.
Oh, yeah.
Which is on Netflix. But what was really interesting was it's got Margaret Qualley starring in it. I didn't know her from... I hadn't seen her in anything before. She's young. She is the daughter of Andy McDowell.
And oh, yes.
Who was the model, but also famously... Was it raining?
I hadn't noticed.
But Andy McDowell had Margaret with Paul Qualley, and weirdly, Paul Qualley was a model at Models One.
Oh, really?
When I was a booker.
So he's her dad, essentially.
Yeah.
So was she in Once Upon a Time?
Models.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, is she in?
Oh!
Yes, she was!
Wait!
She's the hippie girl.
Wait, and you and I were like, she was the only person that we absolutely were like, who was that girl?
Like,
she
amazing
stole the
on
show.
Every. Yeah, totally.
Like
on every level.
A 3.5-hour movie. She stole the show.
Yeah, okay.
Oh! Do you know what I always am amazed by with really great actors is that really great actors look so different in different movie parts because they're emoting a completely different energy.
Yeah.
Because in that, she was just badass.
Yeah.
Like, sassy, sexy, hot pant wearing. And in this, she plays a woman who's escaping an abusive relationship, so she's completely different.
Just to touch on that for a minute, because I was out with my friend Jeff a while back, and we were just talking movies. He used to be the editor of Empire magazine in Hollywood for 20 years, so he really knows the movie industry just inside and out. But he said... He told me this thing, which I just thought was really fascinating. But he said, you know, what a film needs to do is tell a lot to the audience without, in a very short space of time. So he said the reason Tom Hanks, for instance, is a world-class A1 Hollywood movie star is because as soon as you see him on screen, you know 30 or 40 things that... So the first 10 or 12 pages of script you can throw out. Because it's Tom Hanks' face. So you know he's a family man. You know he's reassuring. You know he's honest. You know he's solid. He's the kind of guy who's got good morals and he'll do the right thing. Now that's 20 pages of script gone out the window.
But that's typecasting him,
yes,
isn't it?
So it's the balance you play between being typecast, because if Tom Hanks started to play a serial killer, he'll ruin his movie opportunity chances of getting all those other roles that reassure him.
But he did that, didn't he? He told me he did do that with a movie.
Road to Perdition was a big risk for him. He's only done that once, where he became a baddie. Because I think his agent and everything would say...
Who said he didn't work... Somebody didn't work for 6 years after they took on a movie.
Yes.
Because it was so
out of character for them.
And
I can't remember.
Then they had to kind of wait to come back.
But it's interesting that if an actor does that, it's very risky. But it's what we want from an actor. I want to see them doing different things. That's right, yes.
He did it.
Yeah.
And he played a role that was completely different. And he didn't work for ages. But then he started getting the really meaty, good jobs that he wanted to get. And
so good on this girl, I think, for doing all these different roles, because it's a risky thing to do. But
she really, really is extraordinary in it. She's absolutely brilliant. She plays a very steely but also really vulnerable, because anybody that's been in an abusive relationship has that to them. They've got through it.
Yes.
They've left. They've been brave. But then they also have this damage that's been done to them, and they've been kind of worn away over and over again. So there are 10 episodes.
There's one season. She is in it with her mother. So Andy McDowell is in it with
really?
Her.
Oh, really? Okay.
I've got to say, in Four Weddings, she was quite, you know, she felt like a model playing.
Yes, she did, yes.
A part.
Yeah.
But she's good in this.
Oh, is she?
She's gritty. Mm-hmm. She's gone grey. She's earthy.
Yeah.
She's ballsy. Mm. She's great to watch. She's really good fun. It's got a very good, very, very good cast in it. Not that many very well-known people, but Billy Burke's in it. You might recognise
yes,
him
I do,
from
yeah.
Various films. Nick Robinson is the other lead. A very, very sweet little girl. Oh, I'm always amazed by little children who act.
Poor me too.
Oh, how do they do that?
It's very difficult, I think. I think it's really natural for some. And
yes.
It's really hard for others. So
yes.
I think that's why it's all about the casting, ultimately.
The other thing that I think that's quite interesting is that you watch something like this, and having watched things like Squid Game, you expect stuff to happen
yes.
all the time. This is not like that. This is storytelling. It's beautifully shot. It's very slow. Mm. And you have to really just allow yourself to enjoy it
yeah.
and feel it. It's not, there aren't any kind of massive,
okay.
Well, I haven't had them so far. I love reading the trivias. So we're going to have a look
at... Oh, me too. Yes, I know. I love a bit of gossip.
So
yeah.
Margaret Qualley is the real-life daughter of, I said that, Andy McDowell and Paul Qualley. Andy McDowell's real mum's name is Paula.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's quite funny because it is in Paul... But it is Paula in the show. Nick Robinson. This is all about people starring together.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Watch it.
Yeah.
I am recommending it.
It's okay.
Very quiet. It's very slow, but the acting in it is brilliant.
Sonny started to watch it the other day. And,
is he enjoying it?
Yeah, yeah. He said he was enjoying it.
Yeah.
I basically purposely didn't dip into it because I thought I'd probably want to watch the whole thing if I'm going to watch
it. Yeah.
I've got a couple of music things we'd like to talk about. First one is we talked about Gregory Porter a while ago, and I didn't realise that he has a new album out. It's not new, but it's new to me. I didn't know it when we recommended him the other day, you know. I was just like, oh my God, I forgot about Gregory Porter. So, yeah, he's got a new record out, which I urge everybody to go and listen to, if you like that kind of stuff. It reminds me of that old school 80s soul, Luther Vandross, Alexander O'Neill, all that kind of stuff. But the opening song is called Concord, which is about the plane, I think. He's obviously using it as a metaphor, but I can't really piece together what the metaphor is. You know.
Have you tried to get in touch with him?
Gregory Porter?
Yes.
I haven't, no.
You know somebody in his band?
I do, yes. Yeah. So my good friend Ben Castle, who was Roy Castle's son.
Who? Can I just say, because you showed me a picture of him, looks exactly like his dad.
Yeah.
How lovely.
Whenever
I loved Roy Castle.
Oh, me too. He was
he was such a huge part of my life.
Totally.
And to
he
see
was
his face and his son.
Yeah, I know.
Was, like,
yeah. Was
oh,
it?
It slightly winded me.
Yeah,
really...
yeah. And people forget about Roy Castle being like the greatest jazz trumpeter in Britain.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
everyone saw him as
record breaker.
Yeah, do you want to be a record breaker? But actually, he played Ronnie Scott's for years and years and years and.
His son's a musician.
Ben's a musician, yeah.
That's
a highly
so
accomplished musician, brilliant saxophonist player. I met him when I was on the Pop Idol tour with Gareth Gates and Will Young, and I was the hairdresser on there, and he was the band leader of this 22-piece orchestra.
Wow!
And we went on tour for 3 months around the country together, and we became really good friends. He's such a lovely guy. But
ask him to ask,
I'll
Gregory,
ask him to see.
What
yes.
is Concord?
Yeah,
about not just a plane.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be something else to it.
But it's a brilliant opener. So I'd like everybody to go and listen to that. But there's two or three other songs. There's a lot of songs on this record, which is nice, because a lot of records these days are launched with, like, 8 songs on. I mean, Coldplay's new record comes in at 42 minutes, and there's, like, 4 instrumental tracks on it. It's like, I'm not waiting 3 or 4 years for that. It's not good enough.
God, get you.
I know, but it's really frustrating when you think, oh, I really like this artist, we can't wait for their new work, and then... You get a third of an album, essentially.
Mm.
The Gregory Porter thing is massive. There's loads of songs on it. But Concord, have a listen to that. It's a great kind of melodic building song. There's another one on there called If Love Is Overrated, which is really nice.
I love that one.
Yeah, because he says, if love is overrated, then I love overrated. And I think, oh yeah, great. Like, you know, like, it's the perfect put down to where somebody says, oh, love, it's overrated. And you go, yeah. I love overrated. You know, it's just great. So there's a brilliant bit in that. What I love about Gregory Porter, he does this thing where there's only one verse and he sings it three times, but he sings it with a completely different melody each time. So you think you're hearing three different verses, but when you listen, you go, oh, it's the same words. They're just being sung differently every on every verse, you know. It's really kind of clever because it's so rich. His voice is so lovely. And then there's another one called Everything You Touch Is Golden, which is just great. You know, his voice goes... And you're like,
oh yeah, my God.
You know.
I mean, I've got to say, people, this is all I've listened to.
I've forced you to listen to a lot of this.
No, but it's just the only thing you listen to, and you listen to it as background music all the time. So yeah. I know this album intimately.
When I land on something, I play it till it's dead.
But it's a bit like when you land on anything.
Yeah.
So Coldplay, Chris Martin. You know more about Chris Martin than his mother does.
I do. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, Ben Howard, when he came along, I just, you know, immersed myself
and
in
you
that for about
everything
a year.
They've ever made.
Yes.
You listen to every interview they've ever done. You and Gregory, he's coming for you.
Yes. And then the other thing was Coldplay's new album, I think, which is worth a listen to. There's a really good song in it.
Oh, my God.
The Selena Gomez
song. No, but wait,
song.
Can I say something out loud here? Mm. I have always felt that Selena Gomez was not... an amazing singer.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Loved her in Wizards of Waverly Place. Loved her on Disney. Mm-hmm. Such a sweet girl. She had the most followers on Instagram for years.
Oh, really?
More than anybody. Like 152 million followers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And she is a huge, huge star, but I've always, her singing left me cold.
Okay.
But, you know, we were talking the other day about Coldplay's producer.
Yes.
And we were talking about that sound. And we were talking about U2 and Inhaler and that sound.
Yeah.
And when you get a producer that knows how to produce a voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sounds like it's so intimate and you can hear every breath or every lick of the tongue or every touch of the teeth of the tongue. It's so good. And Chris Martin's voice is so brilliantly produced on every album. His voice is so gorgeous, but they just get all the depth of that voice. They've done it. They've made Selena Gomez sound so rich.
Yeah.
And you were right, because you said, oh, she does one verse, but then she does these little harmonies, and it's just so lovely. I listened to it, and I was like, oh, the little harmonies are so cute.
They're really nice. And it's not, they're not obvious keys they're singing in, I don't think, either, because you, when you listen to the song, you think, oh, I imagine it's going to go here, and it doesn't. It just goes slightly somewhere else, and you think, oh... And then the harmonies in there as well. You go, bloody hell, that's really, really quite sophisticated singing. It's called To Let Somebody Go. But it's the highlight of the album, that and that coloratura. But if you're interested in seeing a live version, James Corden, The Late Show, has just had Selena Gomez and Chris Martin on singing that song.
When did you find that?
Like yesterday or something.
How happy were you when you found
that? Yeah, I was like, okay, great. You know. But it's worth watching the live version because I think it's great to see people sing live, especially to harmonise like that. But
maybe we could post a link to it on our Instagram. Olivia, a third member of the band. We would just like to say thank you very much for listening. It's been lovely. We're in Dundee. We're going to do a couple of shout-outs, maybe one or two shout-outs.
Yes, we should do, yes.
Like a little
something we've got in here.
Heidi again.
Yes. Oh,
I love that. Oh, nice.
No, it's all gone. First of all, let's just say I forgot my recording equipment. So we've recorded through an iPhone. So I'm sorry a little bit about that. So this is from Wendy Milsom, which is a favourite of ours. We hear from Wendy quite a lot. Another recommendation.
I'm sorry. Hang on.
It says MD.
Hang on. It's only to you.
Well, McCall Davina, it could be, so.
No.
Disney
MD
Plus.
MD is you. Wendy, I'm complaining.
Okay.
I need a recommendation as well, thank you very much.
Consider yourself reprimanded, Wendy. Don't miss her out next time. Another recommendation, MD. Disney Plus, and then it says star in brackets, don't know what that is.
It's Michael's favourite channel.
Only Murders in the Building, it's called. Steve Martin and Martin Short. Oh, my God. Like, I love those two in a movie together.
No, it's not. It's a series.
Oh, well, but they were in Father of the Bride.
Oh,
do you remember?
But which was brilliant. This is a series.
It's a good one. I'm currently a couple of episodes behind, so apologies if this has already been talked about. It hasn't, Wendy, but thanks. It's in the list.
No, well, maybe it is a movie. She's a couple of eps behind on making the cut.
Ah, okay.
So,
but it's called Only Murders in the Building, and it's on Disney+.
I'm going to look it up.
Do that. Louise Roundtree. Hannah Fold just wanted to send a recommendation. I think Michael and the boys would really like it. Sorry about this. You seem to be excluded from these recommendations. Obviously, Chester. We have to put Chester in the mix as well, here. So would like it. It's called The Billion Dollar Code, a series on Netflix about the start of Google Earth. Ooh, really great. Love, Hannah. I think we'd all love that. So it's called
Maybe
Billion
Hannah,
Dollar Code.
Maybe Hannah, when she says, and the boys, did mean Chester as well.
Yes, I'm sure she probably did, yeah.
I'm trying to just sort of hit my wounded heart here. Only Murders in the Building, 8.3
what?
On IMDb. There are 11 episodes. And really, really weirdly, Selena Gomez is also in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a brilliant link.
It's almost as if we meant to do it. The creators were John Hoffman and Steve Martin. But it looks absolutely brilliant. So we must watch that.
Okay, very good. Please, please recommend Made on Netflix. 8.6 IMDb.
Amazing.
And that is from Lorna Gray.
Yeah, love
Thanks,
that.
Lorna. That one is in the can. Today's walk view while listening to the podcast in South Australia. That is from
Simply Lovely Useful.
Oh, Katrine.
Simple, lovely, useful.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
That is a hell of a picture you've sent us there. Thanks very much indeed.
It was of nature.
Hey.
Just to let you know.
Yes, it was of nature. Yeah, yeah. Not natural. Is it? I always get mixed up between naturalists and naturists.
Naturists
are nudies, right?
Nudies, yeah.
And naturalists are...
Oh, nothing.
Okay. I just make that up as
yes.
an naturalist.
No.
Okay. Hey, I'd love to send some NZ goodies to Michael and Davina. That must be New Zealand, right? This is from Claire Cowles. Claire D. Cowles. Do you have a special address or a postcode for things like that? Yeah, we do. We're going to send it to you. I wonder what New Zealand goodies could be.
I don't know. It sounds amazing.
Melanie Hambridge, I think she's called. Hambridge. Hi, Michael and Davina. Just listened to your latest podcast at 6 a.m. whilst driving back to Norwich after dropping my daughter at Stansted Airport. You and a strong coffee kept me awake. Just wanted to say, Aldi do a bag of skin-on French fries, and they are the best homemade chips we have ever had.
That's a good recommendation.
Less than £1 a bag, which easily feeds four, and I do mine for 20 minutes in the Ninja air fryer.
Oh!
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a much better way of doing it, so thanks very much indeed for that, which she highly recommends.
We have recommended an air fryer before on the show, but Ninja are a very well-known brand for it. And also, I just wanted to say that we've bought a Swivlet.
Yes.
To keep noodles warm.
She says, love the show, and you made me laugh out loud when you said you were going to use the Swivlet to keep your pot noodle warm. Mm.
So I basically have bought one. So
yeah.
I'm really excited to see. Because it says it slow cooks.
Yes, exactly. Put your stuff in it and then it slowly warms it up over a period of time. Lucy Ball, the 19th of November. That's a message from last year. But she sent us a picture of Cheetos, twisted, flaming hot Cheetos. Have you tried these? They're amazing. No, but I am going to hunt them down because I love hot, spicy things. And
they
I love
are
Cheetos.
Very you.
They are very me, aren't they? It's nice to talk to everybody. We're going
to
really thoroughly
enjoy
Tenmention tonight. We're going to tell you about it next week.
Yes.
And I hope everybody is all right. You're having a lovely time and you're not too depressed about the weather.
See you next week.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.